Hi, this is Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS. I'm Randy Eccles, along with co-host V. Bonner. We are in the year-end drive, so we are reminding you that you can donate to NPR Illinois and help support Community Voices, hearing from people around our area, but also the entire radio station, the great programming you get from NPR and other things locally like State Week. How do you do that? You go to nprillinois.org, or you can go to 206, you can call 206-9847 and make your donation now. We greatly appreciate it. If you already done so, thank you very much. And as I was saying, we're doing some special Community Voices programs at the year end here. And our guest for this segment is Karen Witter. And Karen is, among many other things, the chair of our community advisory board. So we really appreciate that, Karen. And can you introduce yourself a little bit more?
Sure. I'm glad to be talking to you today. I spent a long career in Illinois state government where I was involved in a lot of policy issues, working as a natural resource policy advisor to Governor Thompson, director of the Department of Energy and Natural Resources, director of the Illinois Nature Preserves Commission, and I retired from the Illinois State Museum. So I have a long history and interest in public policy, and that gets me very well connected with why I'm interested in NPR Illinois.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And are you a Springfield native, or what brought you to Springfield?
Well, I moved here when I was 9 years old, and I come from a family of involvement in state government. My dad worked for the Illinois Department of Transportation. He was a highway engineer, planner, and designer, and he was transferred from the Peoria office to Springfield. And so my early years were in Morton, Illinois, the pumpkin capital of the world.
There we go. And Illinois is also, I guess, the number one pumpkin producer. Do our part every year around this time in autumn to get some pumpkins from one of our local patches. It's one of the unique things I learned about Illinois once I came back here. So again, we're talking with Karen Witter, and she is one of our community voices. If you would like to support NPR Illinois during this year-end drive, you can do so at nprillinois.org or by calling 206-9847.
So Karen, you do so much in the community now. Like, what all are you doing and how do you stay balanced?
Well, currently I'm serving as the board chair of the Kidzium, and it is an extremely challenging time for any museum and all kinds of businesses. But given my background with the Illinois State Museum, I was asked to come on the board to help this startup museum. And given my background in museums and interest in kids and education, I was pleased to be involved in that. I'm also involved in the Community Foundation's Women for Women Giving Circle. And that is a very wonderful program where women band together with their giving in order to be able to give more impactful grants. And I'm serving on the steering committee for that, which is just a very positive project. And I've also been a longtime supporter of the Rotary Club. I had the opportunity to study abroad when I was in graduate school at the University of Wales. And I finally, back in about 2012, decided to join the Rotary Club. So I'm a member of the Sunrise Rotary Club. I'm not necessarily a morning person, but it is a great way to start every Wednesday morning. And our Sunrise Rotary Club is a great group of people interested in doing things in the community, projects that help to support youth. So that's another area that I'm involved. All of these things kind of intersect where I have the opportunity to do some freelance writing. And I write for Illinois Times, Springfield Scene Magazine, Springfield Business Journal, and I get to meet interesting people and report about interesting things in the community.
So what sparked your interest to take on writing? It's a little bit different from what you have been doing.
Well, since I have a background in science and bachelor's in zoology and ecology, It was kind of an unlikely thing to get involved in, but I happened to go to the same CrossFit workout place as Bud Farrar from Illinois Times. And that initially got me connected with writing some things about health and fitness. And from there, it became kind of an interest. And I did discover that in my career, I had to do a lot of writing, from briefings for the governor or newsletters for our museum members. And basically what I discovered is that there are a lot of really wonderful people in this community doing amazing things. And it's really great to be able to help tell some of those stories.
You've had really good luck at fitness facilities. I think I saw a social media post today about you were saluting the old Y as it's closing. And did I catch the story right? Did you meet somebody there?
Yes, Randy and I met at the YMCA in 1978. Once again, I'm not a morning person, but a colleague at work convinced me I should go to this exercise class at 6 or 6:30 in the morning. And ironically, Randy and I had both been in Hawaii about 2 weeks before at the exact same time, but we ended up meeting at the Y. So, but the Y was a great place, and the new Y is a phenomenal new facility. And so it's wonderful to see that opening in the Enos Park neighborhood with such support from the community. And lots of people have had a lot of good memories at the YMCA.
How have you been coping with coronavirus as we've all been restricted in movement and socialization and things?
Yeah, it's been a struggle, like everybody else. I think we all, first of all, you just have to look out and admire the people who are stepping up and doing what they do. One of the women in our Rotary Club went to Chicago to work in a COVID unit, which just was positively amazing. I think I'm glad I'm really busy because I have not had 1 second of boredom because there's always something to do. So that's been good.
Is there something in particular you think that the community is going to need to do to recover when COVID is finally under control?
That's a good question. I do find it interesting to see all of the stories about people helping other people. And I happened to hear an interesting interview on an interesting radio station that happened to be NPR Illinois yesterday. And it was interviewing the University of Illinois about the number of COVID cases they had on campus. And they've done an amazing job with this rapid saliva test that they have and what they've invented and what they're doing. And the person that was being interviewed said they did have more cases than they had anticipated. I think it was 3,500 instead of 500. And they said they really had kind of figured out the science more and the technology, and they adapted as they learned more. But it was, but how do you get people to care? In the scheme of things, it's about people who have to care for other people. And if we're ever going to get this thing under control, it's thinking about others that's going to have to come first. And I do think that we've seen a lot of that happening in the community. We've heard recently about the initiative to get people to carry out at local restaurants and enter drawings and support local restaurants. And I think a lot of people are coming together to do great things. So that's really positive to see. I mean, I would just like to say that I think in all of this, I watch the news a lot, I listen to the radio, and it can drive you crazy watching news 24/7. But I have found I really do rely on NPR Illinois to, I don't have to like double check who I'm listening to know whether I'm listening to something that I can trust. The fact it's NPR Illinois on the dial and some of the national reporters that we come to really enjoy listening to, like Terry Gross and Magna Chakravarty or others. And then locally to hear the local stories and the local interviews, being present at the State House and getting the stories that other people can't tell or don't know how to ask the questions. So I think it's really important how NPR Illinois brings that news to us. And I was, of course, listening to NPR Illinois before I got on this interview today. And they bring just a diversity of people together. So it's not just a one-sided find who will support your own point of view. And experts from different locations that are always interesting. I find I have fewer car garage moments where you can't turn off the car because I'm not in my car as much. So I don't have that problem anymore.
Yeah, that's happened with COVID where people are less in their car going back and forth to work. Midday listening's gone up quite a bit because people are at home and trying to break up the day. But if you're like Karen and see the value in supporting NPR Illinois, please go to nprillinois.org or call 206-9847 and make a donation today to support the public radio so we can continue to bring national and international coverage, but also local coverage and statehouse coverage to you so you can be informed in what's going on in the community.
And I would just say, if NPR Illinois is something that you value, then it really is important to support those things that you care about. And, you know, the carry out coffee or whatever, even that amount can make a difference. And as we all know, COVID is having a big impact on literally everything. And NPR Illinois is within the University of Illinois at Springfield. If there's any way to support the station, it's really important to support those things that make a difference in your own life.
Thank you. And it can be done for as little. For some people that ask, I don't know how much to give, I don't have much. $5 a month can make a big difference when you add it up with other people giving. Others are doing, you know, day sponsorships are, you know, $20 a month. And some people are doing $1,000 plus a year. And all of those combine to help make it so that we can keep bringing you the quality programming here. So again, nprillinois.org. It takes a couple minutes to complete the form with your credit card, or you can go and call 206-9847.
What I remember too about my reliance on the news out of NPR Illinois goes back to the days of Illinois Issues, the magazine that has since merged with NPR Illinois and is now not in print form, but the stories and long form stories are still there. And when I was working on public policy issues, it was really important to be able to have more in-depth analysis of the myriad of policy issues facing the state. And Illinois Issues was really a unique publication that brought that kind of quality analysis to complex public policy issues, and also telling both sides of the story. And there's always two sides or more of a complex public policy issue. And that is now being continued through NPR Illinois. And I found I actually also now find myself reading some of the stories online, which is another way to get the news from NPR Illinois. And not just from listening, but also to be able to, if you've missed the story, you can find them on the website and have the opportunity to delve into some of those issues.
It's interesting when you look at some of our analytics on who uses nprillinois.org. You see a lot of people from Illinois and Chicago and Springfield because of the statehouse coverage. But because of that coverage, we also have Washington, D.C., New York, and L.A., some other major markets who want to know what's going on in Illinois politics and government, and will drop in on the website to get that information. So yeah, it is a very good source of information to be able to read or listen to some of the pieces that are usually also posted.
Do you remember when you first decided to give, what was that driving point for you that said, hey, I might need to support what I'm listening to? Or what made you just want to say, I want to get involved with NPR Illinois?
Well, gosh, I'm not sure how long ago that was, but I think it's a matter of, if you support something, you want to give. And I'm sure the first time for me, it would have been one of those promotions where it's like, okay, are they going to get off the air? Maybe I better respond. And then became, oh, you could do this monthly. That makes it easy as well. One other thing I would just like to mention is an interesting connection between NPR Illinois and the Sunrise Rotary Club on the This I Believe High School Essay program. And that's another really wonderful program that NPR Illinois has been doing for the last 15 years to invite high school students to write essays about things that are shaping their lives. And my Rotary Club has been privileged to be a part of that and help to provide some small stipends to the winners. And we always enjoy seeing those young people. They present such a bright spot in the world going forward with the world ahead of them, and yet so articulate in terms of what they're thinking, and in many cases, how they've been shaped by significant events in their lives at their young age. So we're looking forward to the next round of that will be coming up. And that's been a really great program that NPR Illinois has initiated.
And we really appreciate that partnership. It's always a joy for me to work with you all on that. I don't even think I thought like that as a high school student. So seeing that, you know, high school students can have intelligent thoughts and, you know, things to offer, I think that can really change some of our minds and give us things to think about, I think is amazing. So that is one of the programs that will be coming up very shortly. This year is going by so fast. So like Karen and the Rotary Club of Springfield Sunrise, if you want to continue to support programs like this, I believe, which deeply enriches the lives of high school students, you can call 217-206-9847 or go online to nprillinois.org. That's one of the many programs and enrichment activities we do here at the station. And it's all because of donor support and, I would guess, community involvement, community participation from Karen Witter and others like her in the community that understand the importance of having these partnerships and connections.
Thank you, Karen, so much. We appreciate you taking the time today. Our guest on this segment of Community Voices has been Karen Witter. She also mentioned her husband, Randy Witter, earlier in the interview, just to make sure I clarify who the Randy is. I'm Randy Eccles with NPR Illinois, along with my co-host, Bea Bonner. We really appreciate you joining us today, Karen, and all you do with the station. So thank you so much.
If you've already donated, thank you. If you haven't, please donate now at nprillinois.org or by calling 217-206-9847. Community Voices airs weekdays at noon and Saturdays at 5 p.m. Find on-demand audio at nprillinois.org. For Randy Eccles, I'm Bea Bonner.